Okay.
Well, good to work, everybody. I would like to speak this evening about a subject which is timely in the sense that it's presently in the news and has been for a couple of months, and it seems to come up every couple of years, and that is the issue of vaccinations. The broader issue is relying on medical advice and medical decisions in general, but the specific issue for tonight is the issue of vaccinations and the question of their safety and whether they should be forced upon people, whether people who do not want to vaccinate should be not permitted to come to the Orthodox community, to shuls, to schools, to camps, and so on. As we all know, medical science in the last couple of hundred years developed vaccinations for certain deadly diseases, diseases that were quite prevalent, smallpox, polio, other such diseases, which before the vaccination caused many, many people to become quite sick and caused the death of many, many people. They say it was quite common, some of these diseases, before the vaccination. After the vaccinations were discovered and implemented, these diseases were more or less eliminated. We don't hear too much about smallpox or polio today as we once did. And even other diseases such as the measles more recently. I had the measles myself as a little child, right around that, I think, is when they popularized the vaccine in the early 1960s, but I had the measles. But I think in the year 2000, it was declared that the measles have been eliminated. So these diseases have been eliminated by vaccinations. However, in recent years, some of these diseases have had a comeback. And that's because there are people in different communities, including, though not all limited to, certain segments of the Orthodox Jewish community that do not want to vaccinate their children. And I said it's a timely subject because somebody showed me there was an article just this week that spoke about measles outbreaks in large numbers in Rockland County and in Brooklyn and in other places where there's a heavy Orthodox Jewish population. Again, I hasten to add, it's not limited to these places. There are other people also who don't to vaccinate, but apparently there is a hesitation that some people have to use vaccinations for a variety of different reasons. Some ranging, I guess, from the certain conspiracy theories, some wacky, some less wacky. You know, the government is trying to inject certain things into people to control us and to, you know, to prevent rebellion and control people's minds and so on.
Rebellion.
A misunderstanding, right? Different gears. But ranging from that to the issue that it's all, you know, all big business. You know, the doctors get rich off it, the pharmaceutical companies get rich off it. It's just a profit-driven thing, but it's not really necessary. Two concerns about the side effects of the medications. About 20 years ago, there was a doctor who developed this theory that the MMR, the measles-mumps rubella vaccination, is responsible for autism. Autism is certainly something that's more prevalent today than it was years ago. And this doctor, my wife actually went, we have a child, as you know, has autism, and my wife went to a, heard this doctor lecture, and he demonstrated convincingly that there's a link between this vaccination and autism. His studies were published in a journal called The Lancet, which is a very respected and prominent medical journal. Subsequently, however, his theory was debunked, and it was shown that his research was inaccurate and stuff was made up.
Fraud.
And so on. It was fraud, right? He, the Lancet withdrew. It's withdrew his piece, so to speak, and I think he lost his medical license because it was shown to be completely fraudulent. But there's fear mongering, and the damage was done, and there's still people who believe it. And so, for whatever reason, there are people who don't engage in vaccination. Sometimes they're called anti-vaxxers. And I said there are people in the Jewish community, the halachic community as well. So I want to just look into what the halachic issues are that may touch upon this question. And at the end, you know, again, discuss what's in the news now is whether a yeshiva or a shul or a school has the right to say, or a campus has the right to say, well, we're not going to have any children. They're not vaccinated. We're not going to let them in and so on. Do we have that right? Should we do that and so on? I hear a paskin as always just to raise some of the issues. So our point of departure. There's a pasuk this morning, said in Parshas Mishpatim and Parakaf Aleph in the first source, pasuk Yudches, talks about v'chi rivun anoshim. If people get into a fight, two people get into a fight and beating each other up, and one of them hits the other and wounds him, injures him, so
So the Torah says that the mazik, the person who causes the damage, is required to pay certain things that are mentioned in this pasuk, other things that are mentioned in this particular pasuk. Says at the end of pasuk Yud Tes in Perchav Aleph, Rak shivto yitain v'rapo yirapei. He has to pay for what's called sheves. If the person loses time from work and he has to take the time off because of the injury, so you have to compensate him for his missed work. And for our purpose tonight, v'rapo yirapei, which Rashi right away tells us source too on Perchav Aleph pasuk Yud Tes v'rapo yirapei ketar gemur yishalayim schar harofei. The mazik, the person who caused the damage, is required to pay any medical bills sustained by the injured party. But that's the Poshup shot. However, in source 3, the Gemara in Bava Kama daf Pei Hayamad Aleph learns from this phrase, the Tanya de Ber Bishmol Omer v'rapo yirapei mikan shenitan rishus l'rofe l'rapo. So this phrase, v'rapo yirapei, tells us that a doctor, a person knows how to heal, has the right, halachic right, and another time we talk about the obligation, to do what he can to improve someone's medical condition to heal a person. Why would we think otherwise? The Rashi tells us there, Bava Kama daf Hayamad Aleph, source 4, you don't say, well, I'm a Kosh Baruch who caused this person to get sick, and when he's good and ready, he'll make him get better, and we have no right to interfere with the plan of a Kosh Baruch. A Kosh Baruch who caused this person to develop an illness, and when a Kosh Baruch wishes, he'll cause the person to get healed, if he wishes, from the illness, and it's not up to any human beings to interfere. Kamash Falon, no, that's what a Kosh Baruch wants. The Torah wants that the doctor who can heal him should intervene. Tosus points out on that same daf, Peham and Alpha 5, Shemitna Rishus Rop, Lerop, Lerapos. Tosus analyzes the double language, Rapo, Yerape, and so why do you need the two words? He said, I might have had a Havamina that maybe there's a difference between a wound or an illness inflicted on a person by another person, which you talk about the Pusser. I break somebody's arm, so then the doctor can get involved. But if it's an illness that comes from a Kodesh Baruch, who wasn't imposed by a human being, I would think maybe not. That's the double language, Rapo, Yerape. The double language teaches us that you're allowed to do it in that case as well. There's a Gemara in Brachas which also quotes the same limud, source 6, from Brachas. The Gemara says, somebody is going to have what's called bloodletting, which at one time, until not that long ago, was considered to be an important medical treatment. They believed, and they were right in a way, they understood that diseases are transported through the body by the blood, through the circulatory system. But they thought, okay, so if a person has a disease, so if you you take some of the blood out, it'll take the disease out with it. So that's not so accurate about it. But they had this idea that the blood circulation is what's causing disease to spread through the body. So people go from time to time for our causes dam. So the Gemara says, Omer Ava Acha Nichlas Afkis Dam, Omer, he says, Atzvila. Yehira Tzomen Echa Shem Elokai She Eisek Zeh Libra Lefu Vatir Paini. May this Kosh Baruch Hu, please see to it that this process heals me. Kikel Rofe Neman Ator Vosh Vemes. You're the doctor, the healer, and your healing is true. Lafisha, and let's listen to this line. Lafisha Ein Darkon Shoben Adol Rapos. It's not really the proper way for a person to seek medical treatment. Elashenagu, that's the practice, so it's okay. So basically, Racha says we really shouldn't be looking to doctors to heal us, but rather our Shadavim Takosh Baruch Hu. But that's the way of the world. Amar Abaye, lo leim in Ishachi. Abaye says, should not say that. No, don't say that. That's not right. Shein darko shobri adam. Rashi says in 7, Yen Brocha Samach Amon Aleph, Shein darko shobri adam, Klomer lo hoyal hem lasik bufus el levake shrachanim. You shouldn't seek medical treatment. Just ask Takosh Baruch Hu for his mercy and he'll take care of you. But Abaye says, no, lo leim in Ishachi. The Tani the Berib Shmuel, Rapoy Rapay, this is Russia. Right? Mikan Shinit Rashus Rafa Larapos. Okay? So therefore, Kikoi, my Omer, what should you say? Omer Racha, Baruch Rofei Chinam, or some say Baruch Rofei Cholam. You make a Tfilat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's appropriate, but you don't say that it's not normal for people to seek medical treatment. You see, it is normal for people to seek medical treatment. Rapoy Rapay. Huh? That's the way of the world, you know, people seek medical treatment from doctors.
Meaning we shouldn't.
Really shouldn't, but that's the way it is, so that's what we do. That's the minigolem. That's the minigolem.
Yeah. The idea of our quiet to do what's normal.
Right. Okay. We'll talk about that soon. We'll get to that. Now, so just as a point.
The country will charge money.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Maybe that's the first. Rovei Cholam, Rovei Chinam. Anyway, the spoken like a doctor, but the Gemara in Bava Kama in a different context, but it says Mem Vomit Beis really addresses that issue. It says Svarahi Dekoiv Lekeiva Ozel Bayas. It's a Svar. It's logical. Someone who has pain will go to someone who can cure the pain. That's that's the way of the world, right? It's logical that someone who has that's the norm. Okay, and we don't say. My point here is we don't say, well, you can't trust the doctors. They don't know what they're doing anyway. Okay, and we see that that's the norm. The person goes to a doctor. The Gemara also says in the Hamad Aleph 9, Av kach yisurin. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes afflicts people with yisurin, but the yisurin have a responsibility, as it were. They'll go in at a certain time, they'll go out at a certain time. You know, we sometimes say in the davening, chalayim ra'im v'nemanim. Right? Chalayim ra'im, bad illnesses v'nemanim. They're loyal, they're faithful. To do what? To come out at the proper time. But lamaisa, we go to, we seek doctors, and we don't find them. Chazal said you should disregard medical opinion. As a matter of fact, in source number 10, the famous Gemara in Gittin, Nun Vav Medveis, at a very critical juncture in Jewish history. This is when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai met with Vespasian, the time of the siege of Yerushalayim, which resulted ultimately in the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. So without going into the details now, people remember, Bishop Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai met with Vespasian, who was the general, and just then Vespasian became elected emperor, so he was going to go back to Rome, and Titus would take over, and ultimately he would destroy the Beis Hamikdash. And Vespasian offered Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to grant his request. So Amar Lay, getting on home base, source 10, Amar Lay, Mezel Azil Nov Inish Shachrim Meshadon. I'm going to leave now, go back to Rome, and someone else can be sent over here. Tell a boy, Minu Amidia Tetan Lach. Ask me for something, I'll give it to you. So Amar Lay, the famous three requests. Pain Li Yavne V'Chachamel, right? As Rashi says, Shalot Chachamel, Taro Chachamel. That's the Chachamel and the Sanhedrin at that time was in Yavne. So give me Yavne, leave rabbis alone in Yavne. Don't destroy that city, don't destroy the Rabbonim there. Mishu Shil to the Rabbi Gamliel, right? The family of Rabbi Gamliel, who's a Nasi. Don't destroy them and wipe out the the remnants of Malchus Beis David. And the third thing, the Asvata, the Messiah, Leila Reb Tzadok. And give me your top doctor, your physician, to take care of Reb Tzadok, who was fasting and so on, and he was ill. The last verse, Salvation once pointed out that even at a time of communal need, you don't disregard the individual. So, okay, anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, give me a doctor. So he didn't hesitate to say, we need a doctor to help this man. So that's another raya that we trust doctors. The Gibraman Pasin Hilkoskovala Mazik Paragbezalokirches, in the case that we started with, Amar Lo Hamazik Ani Erpa. What happens if the Mazik, I hurt somebody, and I'll treat you, right? So, Oyesi Rofesh Marapa Bechinam, right? I'm supposed to pay for your medical bills. I know a guy, I'll do it cheap, right? I have a doctor, I have my cousin, I have a friend who'll do it, they'll do it for nothing. Never mind. Ain Shomo, Ela Maybe Rofe Umon Umrapeh Besachar. See, here's your point, right? In other words, you get the best doctor. The victim has the right to say, no, I don't want any favors from you. I want so-and-so to be my doctor. And then Mazik has to pay for it. I mean, the old joke is, what do you call the guy who finished last in his class in medical school? He says, doctor, right? So, but I don't want the guy who finished last. I want to get, that's what the Rambam says. You bring Rofe Uman. You bring the most qualified Rofe. Now, of course, you test. The Rambam writes, Ovar al-Divrei Rofe. Let's say this is an important point. Let's say the victim didn't listen to the doctor. His condition got worse. So then the mazik doesn't have to pay more. The nizak, the victim himself, didn't listen. So then, eino chayav raposa, right? Then the Rambam pasuk, you have to listen to the doctor, which tells you should listen to the doctor. And these same dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch towards the end of Choshen Mishpat, Siman Tov Chof, verse 13, starting in Siman Chof, the same thing, okay? Overal dibei rofe, eino chayav raposo, and chafal, if I'll heal you, no, you don't listen to him. Look in the Siman Chof Beis. Let me find a doctor who'll do it for cheaper. He's paying for it. I'll find a guy who'll do it cheaper. The victim can say that he's going to say, I trust this doctor. He's more careful. He's more qualified. And therefore, you go to the best doctor. This idea that we listen to the doctors and so on, so that's the Mishnah Yuma Pei Beis Amin Aleph talks about Yom Kippur. Verse talks about a pregnant woman who feels ill on Yom Kippur, and so you give her to eat. And Chole, says the Mishnah in the middle of source 14, Chole, someone's sick on Yom Kippur, Machilin Osa Al Pi Bekiyin. You can give him to eat on Yom Kippur if that's the decision of the Bekiyin, the experts, the people who can assess the situation, determine this person needs to eat. He can even eat on Yom Kippur. And then even if there are no doctors there, and the person says, I need it, you can listen to him also. But what is Al Pi Bekiyin? So Rashi says, 15, you will pay based on Al Pibikim. Im Yomru Shnei Rofim Shum Besukon Im Enoachav. Two doctors will say, listen, this guy's in danger. He's got to eat. So we listen to the doctor. We feed him on Yom Kippur. Same thing is true with subsequent mission. You will pay Gimel Amad Alef. That was pay based on Al Pibikim. 16. Vod Amr Mas Rechor Shachoshish Begrono. Someone has a sore throat, but not stomach. It's like strep, there's danger to it. Okay. Hachosh Begrono Matilo Sam Betoch Pib Beshabbos. You can give him medication on Shabbos. Usually we don't take medication on Shabbos, there they're upon. But when someone's in that situation, you give them Shabbos Mishus Safek Nefasha. So, you know, it's a disease like strep, if not treated, I mean, we treat it, but if not treated, it could, you know, could kill the person. So therefore, Mishus Safek Nefasha, so Chol Safek Nefasha, Doche Yisra Shabbos. And it's interesting, the Yushalmi says, Miuma Perkhanat Mishim, Miuma Perkhes, Halacha, hey, Yushalmi says, Tani 17, Hazori is Mishuba. Somebody who's careful about this, even quote unquote violating Shabbos, or eating Yom Kippur, someone who's Zori is about it is Mishuba. The Hanishal, someone who's asked about it, is Maguna. Okay? What's the Yesh Mishala? Says the Karbon Eda in 18, because Shahalo Libro Zorme Liberabin. The rabbi should have made sure that people know. And taught people, no, we keep Shabbos, we keep Yom Kippur, but not in Sofek Nefashos, we're careful about it. And therefore, the rabbi, the person shouldn't have to ask, should know that you're allowed to do it, right? He said, yeah, Yom Kippur. Yeah, during a big cholera epidemic, you know, Rabbi Sol Salanta said, yeah, Yom Kippur. Right, so don't play around with it. Okay, and it's interesting, look at the end of Rishalman 70, you start asking and so on, and you don't listen to what the doctor says, you're like you're murdering, you're committing suicide. Okay? Pretty much is the same thing, right? Hazor is Lahat Mokom Shitiru, Harezim Meshubah. The Ran, in commenting on the Rif in Yuma, and that's Sugin, Gimel Rebeis in the page of the Rif, Yuma Sukhut of Hazor 20, Vichichol es Shiyeshpo Sakana, Vamu Biki and Lachalav Shabbos, Midas Hasidus Lo Shimna Asmo, would we say that a guy wants to be from Shabbos and Kippah? It's all right, I'm not going to eat. Well, we consider that a midas chasidus? Says the Ran. It's a rhetorical question. No, ain't el a shofet bamin. You're murdering. We don't say, even though we don't say that someone who's a cholish yesh bo sakana is real danger. Okay, we don't say, well, the guy wants to be especially pious. He's not going to eat on Yom Kippur. He's not going to violate Shabbos. Says the Ran, shofet bamin. Quoting that same Rishalmi. The Ramban says it also. Ramban elsewhere, 21 Mechamis and Sanhedrin, the Chesam and Alpha, the page of the Rib. Velo shamanu midas chasidus lecholish o sakana. So you chalal over to Shabbos. We never heard that's a midas chasidus, you know, not to take care of a need like that, a pressing need like that on Shabbos. That's a midas chasidus. No, hamonea atzmo mischayev benafsho. You hold back from taking treatment and so on Shabbos. You mischayev benafsho. Okay, and you die from God forbid. You're held responsible. And the Ramban says the same thing in the Torah of Adam, which is maybe where the Ran got it from, because it's almost identical verbatim in 22. V'chichola sheish po sakana. No, and so therefore, and this Vehetar Aruch also says that in Shar Samech, Oshes 23, quote unquote, wants to be a machmir. I'll hold you responsible for your own spilled blood. The Altheat Tzadik Harbe, that's in Kohelet. Don't be such a fromak. Don't be such a righteous person. And he said it's not the same thing as a person wants to give up his life for a mitzvah. You know, we're also not supposed to. We're supposed to, violate. The person doesn't want to violate. So there, we could say under certain circumstances, the person caught up with machler, even at the expense of his life. But that's because it's against an aver. Here, it's not anything. Here, the person it's mamash shrichas damim. And the Sefer Yisrael had to end that section is Ba'avas Hashem Osanu B'chafeit Zakoseinu B'tar Mitzvah Lo Ma'abov He's Harnu Al Briosenu Leos Mekayim Lefana Beguf Chazak Ubari. But Hashem Baruch Hu wants us to serve Him with a strong, healthy body and so on, and that's what Hashem Baruch Hu wants of us. Okay, now an important pasuk in this connection is the pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos VaYikra Perik Ches Pasuk A that the mitzvahs in general are given. And we know the pasuk. The mitzvahs were given for us to live by. And based on that pasuk, the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Beis and Gimel, Dechuya hi Shabbos heitzel sakonis nefashos. Okay, even Shabbos is pushed aside for sakonis nefashos. And leficha chol eshiyesh po sakona, osin ol kol tzocho b'Shabbos, al pi rofei uman so oso mokom. You follow the directives, says the Rambam, of the expert doctor in that place. Okay? And even if there's a suffix, and one doctor says one way, one doctor says the other way, we still mechal Shabbos, as he says at the end of Halach Aleph, because even suffix nefashos is dochez on Shabbos. And then Halach Bezi writes, if they figure out that a person's going to need treatment, you know, for 8 days, and they figure this out on Shabbos, they may say, okay, let him start tomorrow. So only be mechal one Shabbos. There's two. And the Rambam says, no, you start right away, and you look at the end of Halach Bezi, the Rambam says, Shabbos legabe cholish yesh bo sakana, harei kechol lechol hadvarim shetzorach lahem. Shabbos for cholish yesh bo sakana is like a weekday for anything that the person needs. Yeah.
It starts off by saying the chuya.
Yes, and the chuya, that's a different discussion. No, you're right. It seems to change. I can't talk about it. But I want to, for tonight, I want to focus on that line at the end of the first line, Aloch Aleph, that all of this is determined by whom? Al pi rofei uman shalos samokom. We're talking about Shabbos, Chol Shabbos. It's with the doctor at that time. And in the, Rachel Gimli says, you know, when you do this, it should be even, not just, you know, well, we'll let the kid make the phone call and so on. You know, no, be Mizaris, even the Gadol should make the call and so on. And he quotes the Pasuk, B'chai Bohem. And he says, at the end, Ve'elu Haminim, Shomer says Shechil Shabbos, these apikursim, you know, these who say that it's Chil Shabbos and you're not allowed to do such a thing, that's the Pasuk says, no, Chukim Lo Tovim, Mishvat Lo Yichvim. I remember hearing a story once that when Soloveitchik was a little boy, he only visited Reb Chaim a couple of times in his life, but he was by Reb Chaim once as a little boy, and the story is that he once got sick on a Friday night at Reb Chaim's house, and so they called the doctor. He had a fever or something. They called the doctor, and the doctor came in. It was Shabbos. And so the doctor was examining the boy, and he said that Reb Chaim said, you know, would it help if you had more light over here? The doctor said, yeah, it would help. So Reb Chaim motioned to Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, to his father, go get one of the candles, a Shabbos candle, bring it over here. And, you know, I imagine he was hesitant a little bit, and, you know, Shabbos, you know, and his father's stories. Reb Chaim says, "Ah, you're an Amoritz." When he got it himself and moved it over, you know, he didn't want to hear anything about it. And the story is, he said, "You know, I'm not making Hukos Shabbos. I'm machrin Hukos Pikuach Nefesh." You know, that was his take on it. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch rules as well in Siman Shin Chof Ches Tiv Yud 26. Kol Choli, again the word Shaharofim Omrim Shusakana. Any illness which the doctors say that is sakana, no matter where it is, you know, even if it's an outer type of wound, mechalin all of us are Shabbos. You can mechalin Shabbos. Again, the emphasis, sharofim omrim sakana. Okay, and then the discussion of what if it is after a Jewish doctor and say, well, Shabbos is not our issue now, but basically, you follow the rofim. It's interesting, there's a tshuva in the Radbaz, Chelek Gimel Siman Tov Mem Dalet, 27, tshuva Tov Tov Pei Hei. Apparently, shalofim al mashar kosev shem rivo. One of their Balei Tosas, the Rivar, Yitzchak ben Avraham, okay? Ki chola choli v'asher meisbo, when he got sick with the illness that eventually claimed his life, the chol yom ha-kippur v'osem, it came to him kippur, he was very ill, the omer lo harofim lo tochal v'adai tamut, they told him, if you don't eat, you're definitely going to die. If you do eat, you may die anyway. But he said, if you don't eat, you're definitely going to die. And he therefore came to him, he didn't want to eat, and he died. He died. So someone asked the Radbaz Shaila, im yofa oso im lo. And the Radbaz answers in the third line, tshuva, Legabe hadin ein roi lilmo b'menachal. We should not learn anything from this decision of the Rivah. It's wrong to come to any conclusions. Halach l'maisa based on this Rivah, and we pass in a sveik of pikuach nefesh shetoches Shabbos, and even for chayishah, even if it's temporary, even though long term you're going to die a week later anyway, doesn't matter. Chayishah temporary still, and he says it's not the same. Like I said before, those who hold, you know, when it comes to an aver, yahar gal yavor. I'm sorry. If the din is yavor, you should violate, not one of the three, you should violate yavor, val yehori. So there, some say, not like the Rambam says, you're not allowed to volunteer to die then either. But other Rishonim say that you can, Radbaz leans that way himself, but he said that's different because the Kiddush Hashem can, you know, he didn't want to do an aveira in public, even though technically we're allowed. So whatever the circumstances are there, a person can give his life perhaps willingly. We find with Daniel and you know, and others. Like there, he said, that's different, he said. Here there's no Kiddush Hashem. Right there, at least the Kiddush Hashem on the other side. And therefore, he comes to the conclusion, he says, Lefichach, 2 lines at the bottom, Ein roi lilmod menuki, efshad the rivozal, hirgish b'atzmo, he himself felt it's not going to help if I eat anything, and we can't learn from the rivoz. That's what he says. And he learns one thing. He reiterates that in another Shuvan, Chelek Dalet, Siman Samach Zion. Same thing. Somebody wanted to know, look at 28, Siman Samach Zion, of Chelek Dalet, Elif Kufel HaMetes overall, he says, Shaila Shalfman, El Yechal Masha, Amdu, Shetorach, Lechal Vash Shabbos, Who ain't a road, says she's Chal Shabbos, she'll be Pnei Chassidus. He does, he's a righteous person. No, don't be Chal Shabbos for me, right? Hayesh Baze Chassidus, Shomelo, Oin Shomelo. Should we listen to him or not? Answer the Radvaz, the three words, or four words at the beginning, Harei Zeh Chassid Shota. Okay, he's a pious fool. Okay, maybe the Chassid is a fool. Okay, and therefore, Holokim is Domum Yadda Yivakesh. A Torah Omer v'chai bohem. And so, and certainly, you know, according to Rami, you can't give your life for other things, you can make that same contrast. In any event, at the very end of that line, the Shuvah 28, he writes, Ela b'nidran ein shum geder. Again, and call the Nilsen the top of the next page. Any roa b'maisa shum chasidus ela ibud neshama. There's no act of piety here. It's taking away a life, suicide. Okay, and therefore we do everything we can to get the person to comply. And again, as we've already seen, it's based on the words of the doctor. Now, full disclosure. All right, okay, yeah.
There seems to be a dichotomy between whether it's one doctor or two doctors.
Yes, so that's a question. That's a question.
13 or
14, but even if there's a suffix, yes.
It says two doctors, and Yom Shnei Rofim Rashi says, in the suffix that Rambam brings up.
Right, so
some of them say one doctor.
Right, so I don't want to go into that now. It's an important point, but not right now, yeah.
All of these cases involve a cholel lefanenu.
Right.
As opposed to a general possible risk.
Okay, we'll get to it. Good, but what I'm trying to establish now is that these decisions, even with regard to Shabbos and Kippur, are determined by the Rofe, by the doctor, yeah.
Points of admiration for the speakers during the war that refused to eat non-kosher meat, non-kosher stuff.
Okay, so at least, right, so at least there you could say there's a certain kid, I'm showing my dedication to mitzvahs and so on, but you're right, I'm not so sure the rabbis, you know, right, I say, Shasta might have been different. And there are, right, that's what the rabbis were talking about, other Rishonim talk about that, the rabbis are Rishonim, you know, that at least on the other side is some sort of Kiddush Hashem, but the guy Tom saying, you know, by himself, I'm not going to violate, well, what exactly is the Kiddush Hashem? It's a different kind of thing. Now, full disclosure, there is a famous position of Ramban in Parashat Brachot Kosai. He refers to Psukim, for example, in previously, 2 weeks ago, said to B'Shalach, Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Tezvah, Pasuk Chavav, Vayomer Shema Tishmala Kol HaShem Elokecha, etc. If we follow the mitzvahs, Hayosha Ben Atas, and so on, Kol HaMach HaShem Sam Tishmala Lo Osna Lecha, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem who heals you. Ani Hashem, I'm the one who heals you. And in today's Sedra, again in Mishpatim, this morning's later, 30, Perkov Gimel Shmos Pasukov Hei, Vavaratem Hashem Elokechem, we serve God properly, Uberach Eslachmo Chasmenecha, He'll bless our food and so on, Vahasirosi Machalam Ikirbecha, I will keep illness away. So the Ramban in Parshas Bechu Kosai, Ayikra Perkov Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph, on the Pasuk Venasati Nishkana Bitzolatem, he writes, that when Klal Yisrael behaves in a proper way, so they're not governed by nature, right? Lo yisnag inyanam betevel at all, okay? And he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses their food, and he keeps illness away, quoting these psukim. And the third line, v'chein hayu atzadikim osim izman anavu ki gam yikrim avon sheyachlu lo yirshu berofim rak v'nevim. The pious people, the tzadikim in the days of Nevi'im, wouldn't go to doctors, they'd go to the Navi, figure, how can I do tshuva? Like Chizkiyo HaMelech, and Dira Yomvei is a tiny against Asa Amelech, Gambe Choya Lodor, Hashem Kimrofen, it's a tiny, he went to doctors and so on, he shouldn't have, right? And the Ramban writes, Avaladorish Hashem Benavi, Lo Yidish Berofim. You can go to a Navi, you know, to tell you, he'll tell you what to do, don't go to doctors. Uma Chelek Lerofim, the base Osei Ritzon Hashem. What place does a doctor have in a house with somebody who's you know, serves the Kodesh Baruch, who does the Ritzon Hashem? And he quotes from certain Gemaras that Rabban of Yosef didn't call a doctor any time. They didn't need him and so on. And it's all done. In the last paragraph, what about Rappel Yerapeh, the Pasuk? He says, says the Ramban in the last paragraph, the Pasuk Rappel, lo amu shenitna v'shus l'chola l'tzrapos. It doesn't say that the chola can go and seek medical treatment. It says that if somebody comes to a doctor seeking medical treatment, the doctor can treat it. But it doesn't say that's what you should do, okay? And he says, and that's that Gemara. That's what that Gemara meant. Shekvar Nogu, right? There was already a practice. People go, okay. You look at the last two words of Ramban. Av Bertzos Hashem Darke Ish Elo Esek Barofim. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Okay. Now in the Torah, the Ramban says again, Rapoy Rapay is Mikan Shenit. This is in Sakona. Says Rishnit or Rishus LaRofe LaRapol. Okay. What does it mean? The doctor shouldn't say. Well, what do I want to get involved for? Maybe what I do to him will make things worse. I'd rather not get involved. That the doctor shouldn't say. This is interesting. Ibn Ezra here in Mishpatim, I saw on Perkav Aleph Pasuk Yud Tes, Rapa Rapa, he says, perhaps a difference, again, about whether it's an outer wound or inner wound, he says an outer type of thing. So there, you can go even Chatchila. But the other type of thing, it's really, you should not go unless, you know, unless that's the minute. But this position of Ramban is a minority view. It's a minority view. And the Shulchan Aruch says openly in Yerideus and in Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph 34, Nosna Hator Rishus Lerofa Lerapos U Mitzvahi U Bechal Pikuach Nefesh Limonea atmo hare ze shofet domen. Okay, it's pretty black and white in the Mechaber like that. And of course he says, the doctor treating has to be an expert in that area. You can't do guesswork. I mean, you know, it's got to be a book. He's fine. The Taz on that Ramban, on that is Mechaber, yeah.
Is that actual
disease
snack from the
stomach? Yeah, that's what looks like. That's the
posture reading.
Rapa, yeah, Rapa, the mitzvah. Now, would it count it as one of the tayag? I don't know. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think from, I don't know. I have to look to see if it's counted anyway. But anyway, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. The tar is over there. It's got an olive. Why does it call a mitzvah? Then it says reshus. So he says, because the real refuah is Makhavish Baruch Hu. The real amish, refuah amish, I'll be about Kashish Rachamin. Right? But he says, Ella on the second line, this may solve, you know, even according to Rabban. She'ena adam zokalachach. Not everybody. The Rabban is talking about an idealist, you know, an ideal world. The tzaddik, right, shouldn't go to a doctor. Okay, but not everybody's zoche to that, the Taz says, right? And not everybody merits that. Ella tzorach l'asos refuah al pi tevel ha'olam. You have to follow the laws of nature and do what the people do. Shevahu yisbarach hiskim, and that's what Kosh Baruch will agree to. And he quotes that Gemara and so on that we mentioned before. If you turn the next page, it works out the whole Gemara. So we're not going to read it all now. There's another pasuk, okay? And the idea is that ultimately a person should realize, that's how the Taz says, I'm saying, outside, to realize that the refuah comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not from any doctor. You should realize that. But it doesn't mean don't go to the doctor. Do that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the world that way. Ultimately, he's going to be the one, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, going to decide whether this process of healing works or not. But you have to, you consult the doctor. You look in Parshas Hazino, famous pasuk, also Parakalam and Base, pasuk on the test and dwarf. It says, Ani mochatziv any erpa. I make a person sick, I'll make a person get better. So the chidah, the Birke Yosef, and that's Simon Shin Lam Vav, the same thing as Sukkot and Base, he quotes that Ramban, okay? But he says the Ramban himself, you know, yeah, the Ramban says what he says, but again, you look in the second paragraph, V'nira da'idna ein l'smoch halaneh. That may be the Ramban, people like the Ramban in those days, but the Chidor writes, the second paragraph 37, nowadays, we don't rely on that. The Chayav HaChola Lisnag B'derach HaOlam Likros Rofe Shirapenim. Okay, HaChola should call a doctor who can heal him, and you can't say, you know, who knows, other people, no, you know, it's even your raw, it's even a sense of, you know, haughtiness, I'm not going to go to the doctor. No, says the Chidor, you do what everybody does. The same thing in the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, Moroksi is a commentary on the tour in Simon Shin Chav Ches. He also says, you do what the doctors say. Whatever it has, this medicine, this type of bandage, this kind of thing, okay? And you do it again, you follow the directives of the doctor. And other than that, you should not follow, say, well, I'll trust myself or something like that. The Ramban was the Ramban, and that's not for everybody. The Prima Godim in Simon Shin Chav Ches,
the only one that.
Well, again, Ibn Ezra might agree, but I don't know what else. I mean, you know, but you see, the Shulchan Aruch is not that way. And the Taz and the Chidor, they'll say, okay, the Ramban, you know, Ramban was the Ramban. Ramban was the doctor himself, right? But he said, the average person, don't play around. And that's right. Even the English Mohanes, the mark of the Chidor, right? Okay, the Prima Godim, in Sim Shin Chav Ches, in the Eish of Rom, 39, the Kamtem Rogan of Rom, right? Chasidish Oshtusu, because he posts another pasuk. The two psukim in Parshas Les Hanan, the Varim Perk Dalab, psukim Tes and Tes Vav and 40, Raki Shomel Chosh Monash Ma'od and so on, right? He's Shomel, that's out of context. It's not talking about life issues. It's talking about not forgetting the mitzvahs and so on, not forgetting we saw at our Sinai. But for our purposes, Raki Shomel Chosh Ushmor Nafshecho, guard your life. And the same thing in Pasuk Tes Vav. V'nishmartem Ma'od L'Nafsho Seichem. There's a Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Beis and Beis Gemara, Lamed Gimel without. The Gemara tells it outside. The Gemara says a person was once davening. A certain fellow was traveling. It was time to daven. So he ducked off, got off his horse on the side of the road. He was davening mincha, whatever. And Ba Hegmon Echad, a certain nobleman came by, a non-Jew nobleman came by and greeted him. And the guy was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so he didn't greet him back. But this Hegmon waited. He said, "What's the matter with you? It says in your Torah, these two psukim, this guy knew Torah. He said, it says, Yishrom Elachar Shmor Nafshecha. It says in Ishmartem Old Nafsosechem, I greeted you, you didn't respond. I could have cut your head off and no one would have convicted me for it. You weren't respectful." So he said, "Let me explain to you." And he gave an example. Let's say you were talking to the king and your friend walked into the room and you interrupted your conversation with the king to say hello to your friend. Would that wash with the king? Yeah, no, the king will probably kill me. So I'm talking to God, I can't greet anybody else. And the guy was calm. Why do I bring this story? Because you see from the Gemara that they didn't answer, that's not what the pasuk means. Right? He could have answered, you take the psukim out of context. He didn't. Apparently, he and this non-Jew was right in applying the psukim. He gave a different tariff and calmed him down. Fine. But he didn't, again, I stress, the psukim are not in context, and I'm talking about our topic. But this guy said it that way, and then the rabbi didn't respond. He said, no, that's not what the pasuk means. This is what the pasuk means. Similarly, we have in Parsha Yisroch, when Yaakov prepares to meet up with Esau, when he has 400 men and so on, it says, Kidavin Sakharish Baruch, when Baruch is paraglam and base, pasuk Yidhalot, Katonti Mikola Chasodim. Right? So usually we interpret that to mean, I'm not worthy of all the kindness, right? He's begging a Kodesh Baruch to save him, Esau. I'm not worthy of the kindnesses. That's Katonti Mikola Chasodim. But Rashi there says a little different angle. 43, Paraklam and Beis, a very supposed to get out of Katok Mikhalasadim Chasodim, Nismatu Zichuyos, I've used up too many of my Zichuyos. In other words, not that I'm not worthy. I've already used, you know, I've used up too much credit. You've been so kind to me, I've used up too much credit, right? And therefore, the Gemara says in Shabbos Lam and Beis, Yano Tamei Domar, Lo'olam Al Yamod Adam Makum Sakana. You can't put yourself in danger. Now, here's not a chol of funenu. You can't intentionally put yourself into danger, says the Gemara, and say, well, a Kodesh Baruch will take you out. A miracle will happen. They said, first of all, Shema Eino, so maybe it won't happen. Okay, you don't know. And number two, even if it does, so you use up credit, next time you'll be in a situation that you didn't create yourself and you're out of cash. Okay, or you're out of credit. You used up your credit already. So therefore you shouldn't, because Menachem, Rashi says, would have poked him, right? And what's the pasuk katonti mikol hachasodim? So therefore, a person has to avoid a situation of danger. The Gemara says in Chulin daf Yudam Alal, the famous phrase, Shema Minoch, Chamira Sakanta Misura. A person should be more stringent in avoiding danger than you are in avoiding an issur. Chamira Sakanta Misura. So we know, therefore, when it comes to preventing damage, preventing harm, that this too is a Torah value. So we see that in Parshas Kisete, in Dvarim Perkov Beis, when you build a house, we know Kisidne Bayis Chadosh, Vosisam Makel Gagecha. You have to build a fence around the roof. In those days, they had flat roofs, okay? And people did things up on the roof. You see in Arkansas today, you know, that sometimes you can see the kids have a basketball court or something on the roof, or, you know, in the old city, sometimes you can see, or the people relaxing on the roof. I think, you know, in the tenement apartments, people used to do in the old days too. They didn't have air conditioning. What happened on the roof? You know, so, right? So it has to have a fence around. It's going to fall, so otherwise, someone could fall off. The Sifrei in Pisco Reish Chavtes 48 says this is both a mitzvah sasei losisa makem and a losasei. The losasei and a losasei. The Torah tells us you can't leave anything which is dangerous, and it's not just a fence. For example, the Gemara says in Ksubis Mem Aleph and Beis, other places, the Tanya 49, Reb Nosson Omer, Minayin Shaligado Adam Kelev Rab B'soch Beiso. You don't have wild dogs or wild animals in your house. Or Velo Yamid Sulam Ru'ua B'soch Beiso. Don't leave a rickety ladder around that someone's going to climb on and fall off. Shenemar, the same possible. It's not limited to fence. Anything which is a danger. And therefore, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, it's interesting, the full title of Hilchos Rotzeach is printed here, is Hilchos Rotzeach U'Shmiras Nefesh. That's the full title. Hilchos Rotzeach U'Shmiras Nefesh. Murder and, you know, saving lives. Perek Yulalach Halacha Gimel, he talks about the height of the makkah. It's got to be at least 10 tefachim, which, by the way, indicates it's not only worried about death, but injury too. I mean, falling from 10 tefachim, a person could die, I guess, but depending on how you fall, but, you know, before, let's say 10 tefachim is 40 inches, or so a little less, you fall off that, you may not die from it. But anyway, well, some people will, a small person. But Rambam says that, you know, that it has to be strong, and it's going to say in a lot, Halacha Dalet, but then, and he says, Echar Agag, it's not a din in a roof. Anything which is dangerous that someone could get injured or hurt. He speaks about yomos. For example, a guy's got a well in his backyard or some kind of a pit. Okay, different things like that. And he says in the second line in Halacha Dalet, v'chein kol michshol sheish v'sakonas nefashos mitzvus asei lahasiru l'shomero l'zor b'dover yofeh yofeh. And he quotes these same psukim yishomer lecho shmor nafshef and so on. And if you didn't move it away, you violate the mitzvah. Now, again, the Rambam doesn't give percentages, how much of a percentage, but I would say that we're talking about here is something we would label in use our terminology, clear and present danger, an imminent danger. Right? Certain things, if you have, you know, a roof without a, you know, that's an imminent danger. Someone could not, it's, you know, if there's a, you know, an exposed socket or something like that, where you could put, someone could put their finger in. Things along those lines, right? Clear, imminent danger. Then the Rambam goes on, halacha, hey, harbei dvarim on top of that's the raisa. Right, those the things I just mentioned are deraisa, makke, things which are real imminent danger. Then the Rambam says, harbe dvarim asu chachomim. On top of that, there were certain things which the chachomim asur, mipnei sheyesh b'hem sakonas nefashos, because, you know, it could lead to danger. And if you violate them and you say, harenim isakin ba'atzmim alachem alay b'kach, what's anybody else's business? I'm willing to take the risk, no one else's business. Okay, oh, any makbid al-kach? No, makim also makas mardas, that's the Rabbanon. And these didn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch, the very last simon of the Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mishpat, Simon Tav Chav Zayin, is the last simon in Shulchan Aruch. And Siv Hei talks about the height of the makah, okay, and the Mevat HaLasein Elosis, and he also assumes, right, in Talach Siv Zayin, Echad Agag Ve'echad Kol Dover Sheish Bo Sakana, the Chain Kol Mishchol Sheish Bo Sakana, the Foshas, and so on. And again, the Sma, in Sikot Nid Beis, 52, so what's the Mokar? He Shomel Choshmo Nafshka Ma'ot. Now, these, that's in Simon Tav Chav Zayin of Choshen Mishpat. Some of these dinim are also found in Yoredeya, in Kuf Tez Zayin, Siv Hei, 53. And they give examples of things which the Chachamim asked. Tzorach Lizar, Militon Mos, don't put money in your mouth, because maybe it has spit, germs, and so on from somebody else who's sick, okay? And, you know, don't put your hand in certain places because, you know, it gets sweat, and you know, don't put food, some of the things which we today maybe wouldn't consider to be so dangerous. But different things, and there are more ads in the third line of 53. This is Sim Kuf Tez Zayin, Siv Hei. V'chein yizar mikol dvarim avivim l'day sakanta, ki sakanta chamir misura, v'yishlochesh yosel l'sofek sakana, v'lesofek iser. And therefore you can't go, don't walk under a building where it's, it looks like it's collapsing, and don't drink water from certain streams at night, because there may be a leech or some bugs inside that could do damage and so on. All these different things, again, some of which we may not have to consider to be so dangerous today. Mm-hmm. And he says, shomer nafsho, kirachek mehem. And also Lismoch Ameis, and the Gro, there in the Bira Gro, Simkut Tez Zayin, in the Simkut Tez, the Gaon brings as the Gaon brings as the source there, not the Sma, not that Pasuk, but rather Lo'olam Miyamo, that Gemara on Shabbos, about, you know, not putting yourself in a situation of Sakana. Now, just in terms of percent, I don't want to go into now because I'll have to leave a little out because it's late, but the, you know, the Binyan Tzion, that's a Etlinger, and Simkut Lamed Zayin, it was Chuvus in 57. I quote the Gemara of Avasa, the Tamach Halvan Alv is a mokar for the height of the Makkah being 10 Tvachim. But he says, you know, the Rabbanon, why does the Rabbanon make these Gzeiros? We have things which are clear and imminent danger, so that's the Torah already asked. What about things which are not? So he says, because Ein Hochen Bikuch Neva Shacharo, that Dafka Bish Vadai Sakonas Nefesh, Lefaneinu, Yur Chilut. Okay, but other things which the we do allow, for example, you can't say it. I mean, otherwise anything is dangerous, right? He says, you look at the third line, how can you go on a trip, on a boat? It could capsize. How can you walk across the street? It could be a car that comes with anything. Drive a car, anything. You know, I mean, anything could be dangerous. There's certain things. So, and he talks about roe. I would say the following. If the percentages are such that it's more than 50% likely that there's a danger, so that's the deraisa, that's the market. If it's less, so then I think that what the Chachamim did was that they answered certain things which were not, you know, I mean, you know, if I drink water from a stream at night, so what are the odds that there's, you know, a leech in there? And so it's probably not so high. It's certainly not more than 50%, right? Or certain other things that are mentioned there. If I, even if I put money in my mouth, it's not, you know, it could be. So I think what's operating here is the Chazal are telling us, well, one second. You're right. Let's say there's a 20% chance of me getting sick or dying from this, okay? But that already, a person could say, well, 20% is not much of a, you know, I mean, anything's risky, right? Yeah, but if everybody does it, then 20 people are going to die. If 100 people do it, then, you know, whatever the numbers are, right? So therefore, Chazal answered these things, right? It's not a clear and imminent danger like the case of the Torah, but the things that Chazal answered was it could be an individual, not such a risk, but Chazal's job was to look at the whole community, right? If everybody does this, then some people are going to die. So therefore, they answered those things. That's what the Chazal said, okay? And then I quote Rabbi Yashiv's Tshuva, the Kovat Tshuva's Chelek Gimel, Tzim Kupshit Gimel, because they don't have the Mishnah's Yaakov. The Mishnah's, well, before I get that, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, by the way, writes this in an important Tshuva, or Chaim Chelek Beis, Tzim Kup, 58. He says one of the Gzeiros Rabbanan is called Mayim Megulin, water that was exposed overnight. There was a concern in those days that a snake may have drank from this water and injected some of his venom into the water. Now I'm going to drink it and it'll poison me. The truth is that that's not the way snakes, we know they don't usually inject venom into water, and today we don't have snakes crawling around our water supply. So Rav Moshe writes like that. He says, but the nogea to us, and that he says, even then the chashash was a chashash rachok. It wasn't a clear and present danger. Even then, when the Chazal answered it, it was only a limited chance that there would be any problem. But says Rav Moshe, they answered it because even that we're going to take, because somebody, again, the numbers are such, if everybody drinks that, somebody's taka going to get killed. That's what a Chazal answered it. But he said, well, now we don't have snakes around us, they're not even a chashash cotton. It's so far-fetched, I mean, then it's like nothing. And that's what Rabbi Yashu quotes, the same as the truest Mishnah is Yaakov Chayyadeus in Yudayim, all the Achronim quoted. He said a miyot she'ena motzi is under 10%. Under 10% chance. That's called the miyot she'ena motzi. We're not choshish for that. Okay? But so those are two levels in terms of, and the question is, where does vaccination fit in? Those are two levels, right? There's a level which is clear and imminent danger, then there's a level which is, it's not so dangerous for one person necessarily, but if everybody did it, then it's going to be dangerous for some percentage of the people, and therefore the Chazal made rules about it. There's one other level, the Gemara in Brachos of Mem Amud Aleph, I'm not going to read the Gemara inside, but the other parallel Gemara is in a number of places. But certain things Chazal said you should do, after you eat, you should drink something, and all kinds of, advice about this is good for keeping this disease away, that's good for keeping that disease away. These are all things which are not halacha, it's not even a drabbanon. They're telling you good advice. The Rambam, at the end of, in Parag Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Deos 62, writes that a person should be careful about, what he eats and when he eats, and in Halacha, in Hilchos Deos, Parag Dal 63, Halacha Aleph, how are you going to learn? How are you going to daven? How you can pursue a kosher brachah? You're sick, you're not feeling well. So therefore, keep away from unhealthy things. This is like a third level, right? This is not even, there's nothing dangerous. He's telling you, keep away from things that will get you sick, right? And he gives, the whole rest of that paragraph, he gives examples. Okay, in the very end, Halacha Chof, he writes, Kolamanik Atmo Drachem Elos Rena, Ani Orevlo. Ram says, if you follow me, I'll guarantee you're going to have a better life, right? Okay. But in any event, this is like a third level. Now, it's interesting. So where is vaccination? Well, again, if a person doesn't get vaccinated, it's not a clear and imminent danger it's going to get sick, right? It's not automatic, and perhaps not even a row. But
don't do it.
Yeah.
It's not just they think that it's not needed. They think it's going
to
hurt.
Well, what's that? We'll get to that. But I'm saying, I mentioned it at the beginning. We'll get back to that. My point is that the where the vaccine, again, if you hold this derisive, there's nothing to talk about. But probably the question is, what category does it fit into? One, two, or three over here?
Yep.
So, So Rav Moshe in the tshuva, it's interesting. This tshuva, Choshe Mishpah, Chelik Beis, Siman Ayin Rav 64, the tshuva about smoking. Okay? Now, this was before, it was a famous tshuva. This was before it was known, just how dangerous it is. So Rav Moshe here feels that telling people to stop smoking really is in category three. Meaning, it's not so dangerous, but it could be, so it's good things to stay away. Today, we wouldn't put it in category three. Okay?
You didn't have to
start. Start right, but if you did already, because he said, this is the type of thing he says that it's not a low cost of lotion. If sir, it's not a daraisa, it's not even a darabana. Right? It's a chashash, sakona, it's a possibility, but we can't really answer it because people enjoy it and most people are not harmed by it. That's right. At that time, that's what they thought. The Ruba did shilo mazik lo klo. Again, he was going with the medical knowledge available at the time. But I mentioned so much in the smoking question, but as his point that when something is not so dangerous, and that is definitely good advice. And that's where he applies the famous pasuk in Tehillim, Parakuf Tes 9, pasuk Vav, Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. Hashem will take care of the fools. Hashem will protect people, right? The Gemara has in the second eighth of Tova, but Hashem will take care. The Gemara in Yevamos in many places, Yevamos Yudbeis Habeis, talks about a woman, under what conditions can a woman use some form of contraception, dangerous to get pregnant. Anyway, without the details now, the Gemara says, look at the end of 66 there, Yudbeis Habeis Yevamos, Mishamesh, even these women can have tashmish in a normal fashion without contraception. When do we apply that? When do we say, listen, I'm not going to vaccinate, but Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care. Okay, and that's sometimes you hear that argument. But obviously, we don't say that all the time. You know, we don't say, you know, like the case we discussed earlier, we don't say, well, it's Shabbos, it's Shomer Psalm Hashem. I'm not going to go to a doctor now. I'm going to fast on Yom Kippur, Shomer Psalm Hashem. So the Achronim writes, and Chaim Ozer writes in the Tshuva Zachiezer Chelek Aleph, Ebenezer Simchov Gimel, he says, when do we say Shomer Psalm Hashem? That's only when Chashash Rochok, Umiyuta de Miyuta Shenem Otsui. We say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. We don't say you shouldn't walk across the street because you may, there we'll say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. Even though it's possible something that happened, driving a car, there can be an accident. But there we'll say, since most people don't hesitate to do that, that's the norm, so there we'll say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. It's a far-fetched psychotic. Yeah, sometimes things happen, okay? But it's really a meal to there. The Rabbanon did not answer it. And the Rav Chanan writes, Rav Chanan Wasserman also writes, in the COVID Shurim, Ksubas Os Kuf Lamed Vav, he says, what do you mean? How can we ever say Shomer B'Shem Hashem? It's Tzorach Bir. My Shom, we call Sofek Sakona, Dochi Shabbos. Well, some chin in the heart of Shomer B'Shem Hashem. Like I said before, how can we violate Shabbos? Why don't we say Shomer B'Shem Hashem? So he says, and very suddenly, he's again, but Tzorach Loma, the Ein Ha'adam Chayv Limona, Mimina Derech Eret. Okay, what is Shomer B'Shem Hashem? Shomer B'Shem Hashem is, you know, when we don't tell people they can't do what everybody else does because it's dangerous. Everyone else is an acceptable risk in society, and we don't refrain, so then we'll say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. I think that, you know, in the case of the vaccine, I don't think it gets to the point of Shomer B'Shem Hashem, because most people don't feel you have to vaccinate, right? So they're not going to say Shomer B'Shem Hashem in that case. Yeah.
Shomer B'Shem Hashem protects the people who get vaccinated against the rare possibility
of catching. Okay, maybe. Okay.
But the thing with the vaccination is that it's not just a question of own personal risk.
We'll get to that in a second. I'm just trying to, you know, cover the basic issue, and you'll see. Okay? Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a different tshuva, okay, we spoke about this a number of weeks ago. Again, people, the world, you know, they don't consider it acceptable risk not to vaccinate, you know. And as somebody pointed out, you're worried about the side effects of vaccination. It's probably, I don't know if this is a true statistic, but it's probably there's a greater chance of getting to an accident when you're driving to the doctor for the vaccination than the vaccination causing a problem. Right? There's probably a greater. And even Rav Moshe is a tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra, Chelek Dalet, Siman Yud, in 70. There he's talking about, we spoke about the number of genetic testing. He says, of course, you know, we can sometimes say Shomer B'Shem Hashem, but if you can find out the fact, right, he says you should. You know, give us some of my taste acts and so on, government diseases. He says, often Kal Livdo, if you can check it out, then you can't shut your eyes and say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. You're not going to say, well, I'm not going to do it. Or, no, if you can figure it out, if you have ways of making determination, so then you should. Now we'll come to the issue of contagious and impacting other people. Chazal were aware of contagion. I had an interesting list. I saw, yeah.
Well, why don't
we
say all the things that I found today?
I think it belongs in the second category. In fact, I do. I don't think it belongs in the first. It's not a doraisa. I don't think it belongs in the first. It's not just an eitzah tov. I think that there's a danger that if everybody does it, so then some people are going to die. I absolutely think it does. Okay, just in terms of contagion, this is Dr. Edward Reichman, is a prominent talmud, but also a prominent doctor. So he. I saw this in something he wrote. He pointed out, you know, the Ramban in Bereshis in Parshas Vayera, Perek over 3 minutes. Bereshis Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Zayin. That's by Lot and a family running away. They were told, Al Tabita Charecha, don't look back. Don't look back. And we all know what happened to Mrs. Lot afterwards. And it says the Ramban on that Pasuk 72, Od Bo Inyan Ki Heraos Ba'Avir Hadar Chol Achoim Hanitbokim. There's germs and people are dying. Whatever was going on there in Sodom. Because don't hang around there and absorb, right? Catch whatever is, you know, that's floating around there, right? They were aware of the contagion and the contagiousness. And the Ravena Bacha says the same thing by Korach, the Midbar Perk Tez Zion, right? Separate yourself from Korach. People says Ravena Bacha, why? Today, so Yidbach Behema Avir Hara, Shemakas Hadever, Ke'inan Ha'amar Biso Shalot. Don't, you know, it's contagious. And for that reason, Chazal say when there's disease around, go to a different city. The Maharil writes in Shuvah Sin Mem Aleph, certain diseases, and we know that the diseases, so you daven for them, we fast for them, right? The Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav, Kishem Shem Is Anam Asim Al Gshamim, Kachom is al shara tzoros. And it's surveys, chena dever. And what is dever? X number of people die within a few days. That's a plague on the city. You should daven. And in sifhei, v'chein mis'an al ha'choloyim. People who are sick, okay, and people are dying from this illness, so we fast for it. And the Magen Avraham writes, you've gotten gimel, v'hu adin, k'sha'avu abuos, parchem etim, pox, avuos, and bubbles, boils, right, that break out in children. Omeisim, and yesh l'exertinus. You have shivatinus on this, okay? And then he writes, the chol echad, the quote of Shalom, which I printed in the next source, 78, Shalom, Oshar, 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 he writes, you should leave town, and if you didn't, so you, and your children die, it's your fault. You know, get out of town. He says, yesh lot is my ear, but chilat hadever, and go early, don't wait until the disease, you know, attack the whole town, get out of town, okay? And he mentions, again, ani tama, I'm astonished, odos makas avubo, avabus tamas, aholach has been atinokos, the kids catch these, again, smallpox. The kids have these diseases. Hanikra blotterin, a blotter, you know, like an ashek, a blotterin, the Loshon Ashkenaz, Barminon, God forbid. Loma ein is hard, labriachatinokos, let's say somebody, I don't understand why people don't. Well, if the Chazal was saying, you know, get out of town, right, so I guess we have other ways to treat it without getting out of town. They have a vaccination, right, they say you should leave. And therefore, kol ish yirei lakim yorei b'chared al kol tzor shalos sovo. And the Mishabura says, Yudala, that same is in Tavku Kavayim Bo, he says, V'hu adin k'shavuos porchum tinokos umeisim yesh l'exertinus, and it's printed in Siddurim. U'kvar nipa slicha al tachlu yaladim. There are slichas printed, and many Siddurim printed. Slichos al tachlu yaladim. Look in the back of the Siddur by the Bahab slichas. They have slichas when there were plagues on the children and so on. And he said, leave when it's contagious, is you leave town. So the Teferis Yisrael, Yisrael Lifshitz, was well aware of certain science, and that mission Yuma, and the regular Tiferes Yisrael, Yachon Boaz on the mission in Yuma, Parashas Mishnah Gimel, and Boaz Os Gimel, he writes, Mizen really heter, mutter, lasos inoculation shall pakim, inoculation on the pox, okay? Avs, and here's the point, avs, echad me'elef, meisai de inoculation, even though some people, there's no such thing as a drug that's not dangerous for somebody. Right, I mean, every drug, every treatment, I mean, some people can't take aspirin, right? Other people respond, we know, some people respond better and differently, everyone's different. So he says there is a chance some die from this inoculation, but, he says, but it's, you know, it's a worry, it's a bigger chance of danger if you don't take the inoculation. And therefore, you're allowed to put yourself, he writes, right, the catching the disease is worse. It's a bigger sakana. And he brings it around.
For sure, not
tired. No, it's, you're right. No, but okay, that's true. Okay. But I think he means, okay, it's a good horror. I don't have an answer. But I do want to point out something else he says, the same author, Tiferes Yisrael, in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the Boaz and Perek Gimel, in Os Aleph, he's speaking there about chasidei umos olam, the righteous among the Gentiles. Anachnu roim kama mechasidein shemuvad shemakiri notes of righteous. They acknowledge God, they believe in God, and they believe in the Torah. Oh, there it is, right. I'm sorry, Google, correct. Right. There's a chi, does say chi. To save somebody else, you have to, so then save yourself, you have to do it. Thank you.
There's the greater public health.
Yeah.
Like, can you, but if you know it's a 1 in 1,000 chance
yeah.
someone's going to die, if you do, but if you don't do it, more people.
Right, die. Right.
Can you not that it's better for himself, but it's better for the.
So that's what Chazal did. We got to about. I just want to point out in the first saw in Pirkei Avos, he refers to certain righteous Gentiles, and on the second line he says Ka'chosid Yenner. That's Edward Jenner, who Edward Jenner who developed the smallpox vaccination. He refers to him as a pious person. Shehimsi ha-pakinimpug, whatever that word is, the smallpox back in the vaccination. She'al yodo nitzolim kama revovos, but tens of thousands of people's lives have been saved by this. He refers to Edward Jenner as a righteous person. And just a couple other quick tshuvas, the tshuva me'avo, chelek av, that's the Talmud of the Rabbi Huder of Elizabeth Fleckless, the tshuva me'avo, chelek av, sun kuflamed dalad, and kuflamed hey, 283, he was asked about vaccinations on Shabbos. Can you give a person who's shot on Shabbos, you know, we're afraid, you know, if you wait and so on, you know, who knows, right? They don't delay. So he says, there are many riots that he can, and he agreed with him. Ramosha talks about your question, Monty, in 84, Choshen Mishpah, chelek bay, simon ayin gimel, Otei im lechafos chol alikar chafua kishena rotze. Can you force someone to take an vaccination when he doesn't want to? Will be in trufas misukenes, especially if there's some danger. And so that's what he talks about in that tshuva. He says it depends. Okay, but he says that the point is, can you force somebody? So he says it depends what the person's reason is. You know, is the person because he doesn't trust doctors and so on, to find him a doctor he does trust. But at the end, he says that under certain circumstances, the muhrach and arofim shemikan lasos bal korchim kol arofim shemayz kolim zeh sovim shezeh rufuoso. If all the doctor said is that you can even force the person, that's a question. Is it experimental? And that's a different shaila. But if the doctors can, again, like I said before, I don't think anything nowadays is unanimous, but in terms of vaccination, I wouldn't say it's a broad consensus. It's a near unanimity in the medical community that vaccinations are safe and necessary. Again, So anyway, that's what Moshe talks about there. The Sitz Eliezer has a tshuva chelik yitzayin in Tesvav about who odos ptsia amuka b'shabbos mikli meluchloch ba'adama. A guy cut himself on Shabbos with a dirty, and the concern was paletzer, I think it's tetanus. You know, the concern is tetanus, huh? Yeah, right. So can you give a tetanus shot on Shabbos? Maybe you can wait, and then it depends how long and when was the last time he had it. So anyway, he also is matar on Shabbos a little later, 85. Mikola amor nirli la'alocha sheishu chalas Shabbos. But just to finish up, it could be based on our emotion, others, that a person can, looking out only for himself, refuse. I don't want to vaccinate my children. I saw was a cartoon now recently that the head of a kid was at the doctor with his, and he had the pox all over, the measles all over him. And the doctor looked at the kid and said, if you connect all the dots, it spells that my parents are fools. But in any event, in terms of other people, so it's interesting, because a person can refuse himself, but now what about the danger to others? What about the danger to others? That's what Rashi Weiss says. Before I get to him, I'll get a second. But one thing Rashi Weiss says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Testament Beis, talks about the people of Sodom. Like Gemara says, what they used to do was, each person, guy was carrying, and they have the Yerushalmi, the next few sources, Yerushalmi and Bavmatsiya Paragdala Chabes is the same thing about the Dora Mahu. Remember, a guy was carrying a sack of whatever, so each person who passed by took one thing. So by the time the guy got home, he had nothing left. But everyone had taken less than a Shavu'ot Purim, right? You couldn't prosecute anybody. So, right, that's what the people, and each person says, I just took one. I know Chalo Shakli, right? I just took one. Okay, well, you see, and that's considered, that was Midas Dom, that's what brought about the Dora Mabul, Chomos, and so on. So Rav Moshe Weiss said, well, you see from there, that if everybody will do something, okay, then, if the Chazal will outlaw it for even one person, even if one person doesn't have such a big impact. But if everybody refuses to vaccinate, so then we're going to go back and have disease again. So therefore, one person can't do it either. That's what he says you learn from here. In other words, you see that one person, each person could say, well, I just took one kernel. What are you bothering me? Okay? In other words, says Rav Moshe Weiss, that it's usher for even one person to do something which, if everybody, even about one person, that's the big laws, one person's vaccinated, big deal. But if everybody will do that, then it's going to be certain danger. And therefore, that's one thing he said. The other thing, as Lyle mentioned, that you tax everybody in the town to protect the city. Okay, to build the walls, right? Even the Mar says, everybody lives in the town for a certain number of years, including Yisomim and so on. You collect the Raman Pasans, that was Kushkain and Perak Babal of Hey, Shoharachsim, Kufsam, Gimel, Sif, Dalit. So now, let's say I refuse to pay the tax. Is the town now going to be in danger? Okay, I don't give my $100. So let's say the wall is now, whatever percentage, a little bit weaker because I didn't contribute. Is it 5% left? Right. Okay. Is it what? Huh? Right. That was there. So the answer, right? No, shows up. But the point, my not contributing, okay, is not going to cause a problem. Yeah, but if everybody doesn't contribute, right, that's the joke, right? The town that had exactly 10 Jews lived in the town, okay, so they had a minion, never missed a minion. One fine day, an 11th Jew moved to town, and they came to Mincha, nobody came. They're no minion, right? But if everybody won't give, so that's the rios, and you can tax, you can force it. So it seems to me, and also, again, the Chazal will say, you're right, okay, there's such a thing called, the not herd mentality, the herd effect, right? The herd effect. Well, you know, there's X number of people.
It's called herd immunity.
Herd immunity, right, the herd immunity, herd effect. This is, but if more and more people aren't doing it, so it endangers, and by the way, it endangers even people who were vaccinated, because vaccines are not 100% effective, or nothing's 100%. So
this is from Rabbi Dr. Kupitas, and yeah. I think that because once the herd immunity, the vaccination rate gets below 95%.
Yes, so then it leaps up. I read something like that also. So this being the case, I personally think that, and by the way, the job of Chazal, that's the last thing I finished the last couple of shows, 93, 94, the Gemara Mod Katan Daf Hey talks about the job of Bezdin to clear the roads. Yotzin l'kaveitz et hadrochem l'saken et harachovos. Okay? Otherwise, v'alech adamim. When the people were preparing to come to Yerushalayim Pesach time for Alila Regel, it was the job of the Bezdin to see to it that the roads were cleared of debris and branches and stuff. And if somebody got hurt over it, it's the Bezdin's fault. So the Bezdin, the community, has the right to say, this is a danger to the community, and therefore it seems to me that they can say, look, if you're not going to get vaccinated, then, you know, a community, a yeshiva or a school can decide, we don't want it. It's not fair to endanger other people, and you are going to be endangering other people. To me, it's an open and shut issue. You know, I was discussing something. It's not really. I mean, I gave a lot of background, but Lamaisa, I don't think it's a big debate. There is, you know, some of you know, a very prominent and well respected, and deservedly well respected yeshiva, who feels is against vaccinations. And you know, to me, I don't know. Maybe he's on this one issue. I don't know if he's been misled. I don't know. I don't. I can't explain it. But that's certainly the consensus among Rabbanim and so on. You all seen statements. I mean, the RCBC put out a statement not that long ago, and they've been in the papers and all kinds of different rabbanim and all the major, you know, post-concern are clear that you have to vaccinate. This is considered the norm, and the norm is to follow the, as we saw, the advice of the doctors, even for Chol Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but certainly in this area as well. Just the last thing I want to point out, Lamaisa, we have to recognize, but it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shouldn't forget that point. Okay, and therefore the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Aleph says it is a tefillah to say, when you go to medical treatment, right? You like that Gemara. Not to say that we shouldn't do it, but he leaves that line out. But he says, he writes on, Sheya Asik Zeller Fuas. Shulchan Aruch also brings it. It's in Reish Lam, it's in Dalit. Talking about Akosas Dam, and that was the medical treatment of those days. And the Mishabura adds, he's gotten involved in 97. Who had the Mechal made it before? Right? Ultimately recognizes in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time, the last Mishabura I printed, but a person has to take care of himself too. You have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah writes in a different context in Kuf Nun Hey, Sukhan Yad Aleph, Mitzvah Lahanig Atma V'mida Tova, Anhaga Tova, Lishmor B'yoso, Kedei Shei Bari V'chozek L'avodos Nambari Yisrael. Okay, I want you to have a good day.
A healthy one.